Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Shabbos Kodesh says Lag BaOmer. And I don't know whether the yeshiva, did you have a trip to Lag BaOmer and to Mirana Lag BaOmer? Yes. So this year Lag BaOmer will be somewhat subdued and not as joyful as in normal years. So we will speak about a minig Yisrael that was very common in days of yore, today less. So Reb Shmuel Heller was the Rav in Tzfas 150 years ago, and he wrote a kuntres, Kvoid Malochim. So the first source on our sheet is what he testifies, Meid Ani Be'emes. Ki Bialdusi, I remember as a child, Shamati Po, Merabonin Kshishoi, Rabbanei HaSfaradim, Asher Avotam Ra'u V'Sipru Lehem, Ki Arav HaKodosh Reb Chaim Ben Atar. Anybody know who was Reb Chaim Ben Atar? The Or HaChaim HaKodosh. Hoye Pam Achaz Be'ilula, Ir HaKodosh Tzvas, V'Kesh'ole Meiron. So this section was abbreviated, shouldn't have been. Kishe'ola Lamaron, he was riding on his mule till the foot of the mountain, and then he got off the mule, and he went up the entire mountain on four. And he was crying all the way up to the Tzion of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, crying from excitement, from being moved. Bechi shel Simcha. And the schus to be at the tzion of the Rashbi. And when he got up to the top of the mountain, he burned precious garments, expensive garments, the kvoid atana. And that minig caused a huge debate. And on our sheet we have three sources of some of the greatest gedolim that came out against the minig to burn garments, the kvoid Reb Shimon. I would start off with the Chassam Sofer in chronological order. Yodati kishumati she'achshav achshir dora umemercha kiyavou yidrishu as Hashem be'ir HaKodesh Tzvas be'yom lag ba'oimo, which is somewhat inaccurate. So the Chassam Sofer was in Pressburg. The Chassam Sofer was from, so he didn't use WhatsApp. He didn't even get emails. He heard that in Tzvas, they make a hadlaka, which is probably true, but going back 500 years to the days of the Ari, the main hadlaka was in Miran, not in Tzvas. But the Chassam Sofer writes, I hear that in Tzvas, b'yoyim lag b'oyimer b'hilulei d'Rashbi, kol kavanosim l'shem shemayim, schoram rav b'li safek. And this is a bit cynical. Al derech vidiguloi. So in Shir Shirim, there's a posek vidiguloi ulai ahavo. And the same sefer writes, vidaliko alai ahavo. Loshen hadloka. So they make a hadloka and they burn garments. Vidilukoi nerois ulai ahavo. Aval metam ze biatzmoi, hu yisi anim en aprushim.
Kol HaLashon.
So, some sefer writes it's a minig, but it's a minig tos, and it's a cheshash iso, and I don't agree to this minig. And even though there's some sefer comes into Kabbalah with the Sheves Firois, Hoyt Shebahoy, Teferes Shebe Teferes. But he disagrees with the minig of burning garments, and he also wonders, what is the Simcha about? If it's the demise, the day of the Ptir of Reb Shimon, it should be a day of Avelis, of mourning, not a day of Simcha. Chronologically, then comes the Chikrei Lev. Chikrei was one of the great Sephardi poiskim. Any moitze bezetzad heter. The nere de iker isur baltashchus de rabbonon afilu besimchus beisheshev lo ayu medlekin kiem mebloim mechnesei kehanim. Ve'im shiyudati gadlus lashbi b'shemayim emal va'al ha'oretz. Mi ani ledabar bedove benagea lekvoidoi. Ach yudati ki lo lafon avchen af yavoi. Ve'libi yoimeli ein ritzoinu bekach. Rebshima wouldn't agree. If he would have his say, he wouldn't agree they should burn precious garments. Is that so? Shoyel HaMeishev, Rabbi Yosef Shulman Atanzon. Mo eser ki be'avoneseinu harabim lo yishmu'u b'ze b'kol ha'moirim. V'kvar omru, k'shem sh'mitzvah lo y'medavra nishma, mitzvah lo y'mishlo y'medavra sh'ene nishma. U'befrat b'dav sh'nagu, v'choshvim ha'amon sh'mitzvah hem o'isim. K'shel afrosh. Yisrael Kedoshim, rotsim leskot b'mitzvahs. Upshita shebiyemei ari v'sha'a Kedoshim, asha boros lo hayu osim. Rak limud al kivroi, v'tfiles v'tachnunim, shebemoisoi, ubiyoim ze yisoy rirachamem al Yisrael, v'pshita shebisyoise v'syato lo hayu menichim lasot zot. Rak ache kach nespashot aminei, v'ache kach hashevu limenhag kadum. אני עורב להם שהם היו לוקחים אותו ממון והיו מפענסים אני ארץ ישראל שיוסר הוי הוניחה לרשבי. So the Shalom Eishav also comes out against this meaning. And he also doesn't understand what's the simcha. And he writes, I am sure that in days of Dari they didn't dance, they didn't sing, they didn't rejoice. They davened and learned on his kever. The Bais Yosef wouldn't let such a meaning take place. במחילה מקווי תוירוסם. In Shal HaKavonis, it is written that the Ari came lag ba'oima to the Hadloka, and he made a chalaka for his child, ושמח שמחו גדוי לו. Yes, and that was in the days of the Bais Yosef. And we're not aware that the Bais Yosef objected to these menhogim. So the Shoel HaMeishev Kvoidoi במקוי ממונח, but obviously he wasn't very familiar in Shal HaKavonis and Kizvei Ari. And it is written in Shal HaKavonis, there was a big tzaddik in the days of Dari. His name was Rav Avraham Halevi. And all year round he said Nachem. Because he so strongly felt Churban Beis HaMikdash. And he said Nachem Elag Boimah. And then Rashbi came to the Ari to complain. What's happening with Rav Avraham Halevi, he said, Nachem, on the day of my simcha, who avoided Shire ben Achomo. And his child passed away within 30 days, and he was Makabal Tanhumim. Rav Avraham Halevi, and that was a kpeda of the Rashbi, that he said, Nachem, and Lag Bohema. So it's quite obvious, not only the Ari thought that this is a day to rejoice, the Rashbi felt the same. So I doubt if we would ask Reb Shimon B'Yechui, like the Shoel HaMeishev recommends, do you prefer we take the money and give it to Aniyim? He probably would say, no, I prefer come to Miran, dance and sing. So the Sam Sofer also says, no, I don't think Reb Shimon has nachas from this. He does. He himself said so. And there he was rejoicing and Lag Ba'oima. So let us briefly discuss. So how about Baltashkus? The Stei Chemed has a big Ariches. Tiny little letters. I would have difficulty reading it, but you could. Sefer Torah Lishma. Does anybody know who wrote the Sefer Torah Lishma? Shalas Yitshuvas Torah Lishma. Who's the Torah Lishma? Rabbi Cheskel Kachali, Shelo Haya, Velo Nivra, Ve'enoi Ela Moshel. So many Gedol Yisrael published this forum anonymously without their names. But I know of no other precedent that a Gedol Yisrael was Mafasim a Sefer with a false name. So the Ben Ishchai wrote the Sefer, beyond doubt. But the name in which he penned the Sefer is Yecheskel Kachali. Nobody knows why. So this is Sefer of the Ben Ishchai. And we're reading a very short paragraph. Teida, ki minag Yisrael Toira, sholchim belelag ba'oima lemiron, v'sham adlikim chatichot begadim chashuvim, lechvoy dar ashmi. Ve'en lefakpek al zeh. מאחר שמסחבנים לשם מצווה, אין כאן חשש בלטסחה, זה מנהג ישראל תוארי. ועוד תדע, שראי נוהגים להדליק כמה נרס בבית הכנסת ביום, ואף על פי שאין המוקים, מאיר באוירום. ואם כל זה אין בחשש, אין בזה חשש בלטסחה, מפני שמדליקים לכבוד בית הכנסת, או לכבוד הצדיקים, ועושים לשם מצווה, לא חשורי. וידון הוכו. ודע, כימו, איקור, אין כאן יסה בלטשס מנתה אלה מדרבונן. כמו שכוסף הרמב״ם, בלטשס אין אלה בשכוסף סלוניס, ולא במשאבק אלה. Could anybody argue against the raya of the stechemed? The stechemed writes, we're madly kama וכמה נרו, יסלחו את בית הכנסת, and we don't really need the light. We have electricity. But still, so why isn't it Baltashkes, if you light 10 candles, to be Mekayim de Minig Yisrael, it's enough to light one candle. So that's not Baltashkes. Is it the same? Or could someone argue, it's not the same. And even though we would disagree to burning garments, but you still are allowed to put on 10 candles instead of one. What do you think? So like Rabbi says, candles are candles, meant to burn. Garments are garments, meant to wear. So it's not really a dimyon. And then the Ben Ishchai writes, just Baltashkes midrabanan. So I have a big argument with many Gedolim. Kosev Rambam Perek Vav Melchus Malochim Halocheches. He said, you rise to destroy any fruit-bearing tree. That's a posik. Kisavoy kisivna motza aluia lo tashches es eitza. Vakola mashches ilan pri loika. And then the Rambam writes, Aloche Yud, Perek Vav Aloche Yud. Veloi ilonois belvad. אלא כל המשאב הקלם וקורע בגודים והורס בניין וסותם מעיין ומאבד אוכלים דרך השחוסה עובר בלוי תשחס ולויקה מקס מרדס מדבריהם. So there seems to be a contradiction in the Rambam. The Rambam writes on one hand עובר בלוי תשחס. So why is there only Makas Mardus? Seems to be a contradiction. I think most Gedolim understood if it's Makas Mardus, it's only an Issa Derabonan. And that is why when you destroy a fruit tree, Loika, that's Makas Arboim. But all the other things, it's only Midrabonan. But the Rambam writes, Oivar Beloi Tashwas. And the Rambam writes this once again, Sefer HaMitzvahs, Oiver Beloi Tashkes. Mahari Basan, Kuf Yud Aleph, Noide Biyude Tinyone Yorodeh Simen Yud, Chayodem Hilchus Tzitzis, which is somewhat of a Chiddush, Simen Lamed Beis. Chayodem writes, destroying Tzitzis is only in Issa Derabanan. And therefore, if you have a talis kotel or a talis kotel for years, and you want to have new tzitzis, even though your old tzitzis are still kosher, you are entitled to cut them off and put them in gniz if you want new tzitzis. And that wouldn't be baltashas. Especially, it's only baltashas that are born, because the Rambam writes as makas mardas. Min chesosho bereishes samach vov, I wrote a klal godoil. And I recommend the Lamdim amongst you, it's kedai to learn. I think it's the last ois, Mechasosha Bereisha Samarvav. And I brought many sources, a gewaldige chiddush that we find in the Rambam. And I wonder, this is such a big chiddush, why the Achronim just didn't notice it and didn't talk about it bariches. Be mitzvah satoiro, bein mitzvah sasei, ubein mitzvot lo ta'ase, yesh ikar v'tosefet. I never use the terms ikar v'tofel. Ein betoires Hashem temimo tofel. I prefer the terminology ikar v'tosefet. And the Rambam, regarding mitzvot lo ta'ase, ein malkes elo almashe mefurash betoira. Everything else that's included in the lav, even though it's minatoira, not midarabonon, ein malkes elo ma shemefurash betoira. And I brought kama v'kama sources in the Rambam, the same Baltashvas. The Rambam writes, Bolton Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Mishneh Torah, Oiver Beloi Tashvis. So why isn't there Malkus? Masha Kosev Betoira, Lo Tashvis, says Eitzo. Chazal, Ruach Kodshom, Oimek Bino, some say, why would there be a difference between trees and begodim, or buildings, or food? No difference. Anything you destroy, which is fitting for use, and people could enjoy or benefit from, is an Issa D'oraisa Baltashvis. But Malkus, only on Eitz Machal, only on a fruit tree, because that's Mefurish B'toy. But anyway, this was a huge discussion. So let me just quote two sources before speaking about the essence of Lag BaOmer. There's some sof in the Sholem Eish of wonder, first of all, what's the Simcha? How could the day in which a tzaddik passed away and left us be a Simcha? Zayin Odo is the Yotzat of Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's the day of Avelus. Many people fast Zayin Odo. So why is it a Simcha? Shem Aryeh, Reb Aryeh Leibish Balchover. It's an amazing sefer. Or Chaim Simon Yudalet, he writes a very poshita explanation. So you know this story of Reb Shimon Meichui, why did he go to a cave? Why did Reb Shimon Meichui decide, was he a hermit? Were too many people coming by Kabbalat Kahal every morning? Well, why did he decide to go to a cave? Do you remember the story in Shabbos Lamed Gimel Omid Beis? Three of the greatest in the room were sitting and just having a discussion about the Romans. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon. It's noteworthy, they were all Rabbi Senu Shebedorin, the great Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yehuda praised the Romans. He said, they're great. They do so much for the community. Look at the buildings they build and the Colosseums, and you know they really care for the people. Rabbi Yossi, I wouldn't say he was the smartest. How could one say these were Malachi Elyon? These were the greatest known. But in this event, probably he was the wisest. He just said nothing. Pelech Hashtiko. Arab Shimon lambasted the Romans, and he said they're awful people, and they do nothing for the Jews, and they don't care about anyone, only about themselves. Yehuda Ben Gerim was there. We don't know much about Yehuda Ben Gerim, but he was the one that got the word out, and the Romans heard about this conversation. So they promoted Rabbi Yehuda, they exiled Rabbi Yossi, and there was a death warrant against Reb Shimon. And the Romans were after him. The CIA and the FBI and the FSB, I think, the Russians, whatever it's called. And Reb Shimon had to flee, and that is how we got to the Mara with Rabbi Loza Benoi. So the Shem Aryeh writes, it's a gewaldige simcha that the Romans were not successful in taking Reb Shimon and murdering him. And in the Idra Zut is part of the Zohar, and there's a stirring description of the last day of Reb Shimon. In his last day, he was surrounded with his greatest Talmidim, and it was Megalas Sodas HaTorah that were never known before. So isn't that a reason to rejoice? That he wasn't murdered like Rabbi Kiva, he wasn't tortured. Mace B'Kovet Godel, surrounded with his greatest Talmidim and his family and Rabbi Lozer, his son, and it was Megalas Sodas HaTorah, and that is why the Yotzat of Reb Shimon is a Gavaldige Simcha, and that's Pashtus. And then another thought, which is a profound thought of Reb Shiel HaMekutna. I wouldn't understand anybody to know who was Reb Shiel HaMekutna. He's one of the greatest Gedolim in Poland. He had three names, Yisrael, Yoshua, Eliyahu. And his father named him after the Baal Shem Tov, the Vilna Gaon, and the Pnei Yeshua. Nobody ever put together a better coalition than that. The Baal Shem Tov, the Vilna Gaon, and the Pnei Yeshua. That was his name. Is that the reason he ultimately grew to be one of the greatest Gedolim in Poland, maybe? I know some people that have great names, and not always did they materialize and become the Gedolei Ador. But Reb Shiel HaMekutna was one of the Gedolei Ador in Poland. And he writes a thought. Why do we burn Dafka Begodim Lechvoid Rabbi Shimon? You know, under the chuppah you break a glass. What's the meaning of Sreifas Begodim? Shabbos Lamed Gimel, when Chazal tell the story of Rabbi Shimon, they used to take their Begodim off. They used to undress and be covered in sand till their necks. And that is why, that is how they learned Torah. So he suggests, maybe that's a remez, that in the Mara, Reb Shimon and Reb Elozer were Nes'ala b'malas ha-tzadika like Odom HaRishon Koidem HaChet. Odom v'chava Koidem HaChet didn't need any garments. They were so holy. There was no tumah, there was no erva. And that's the remez, why they learned Torah without garments. And that is why we burn garments, l'chvoid ha-Rashbi. That is the remez, the same reason they took off their garments when they learned Torah in the Mara. And that is a remez that they were elevated to the highest level of Kedusha one could just imagine, like Odom V'chava Koidem HaChet. So those are some thoughts to be miyashiv, the kasha. Why do we burn clothes? So the Torah Lishma says, if you have good intentions, that's not an avera at all. Just like breaking a glass under a chuppah. Where does this minna come from? In Brochas Lamed Aleph, the Gemara says that Mar Brei de Ravuna broke a glass at his son's wedding. And Tosfos on the spot says, this is the source of the minnik to break clay schuchis by a chuppah. And the Ramah twice in Shechen Or brings this minig. It's interesting that the Sheisef does not bring it, and I don't think the Sfaradim do it, but it's a minig Ashkenaz. Tovkuf Samech in Shechen Or Chorachayim, Samech in Shechen Or Even Ezer. So what is the justification? Why isn't it Baltashchis? If the Kavona is, Imeshkechech Yerushalayim Tishkech Amini, at the height of Simcha, we want to remember Chor Mabayis, then that justifies breaking a glass, and it's not Baltashas. So whenever Yidnar Mechaben Hashem Shemayim, and it's a minig v'sikin, and it has a rationale, that's not Baltashas. And if there is an inyan to burn garments l'chmoid Reb Shimon, either as an expression of grief, or any other reasoning, L'chvoid Reb Shimon, and we do find the din in Avodah Zarah Yud Gimel, Sorfen Al HaMelachim. When kings passed away, they used to burn their garments. And the Gemara says, it's not B'chukri Seyem Lo Yitalechu, because we find it in the Navi. We find it in our sources. So that would explain, without Reb Shiel HaMekutna, even B'derech HaPshat, yes, it is L'chvoid HaTana, and therefore, it would not be Baltashris. So we had a brief discussion about Baltashris and about the meaning of Simcha Lag BaOmer. So most of the Gedolei Adoris, both those that supported the Simcha and both those that came out against it, assumed that the Simcha Lag BaOmer is because it's the Yahrzeit of Reb Shimon. But we find many other reasons for the Simcha of Lag BaOmer. Simen Tov Tzad Gimel Shulchan Aruch, we find that the plague was over Lag BaOmer. And that is why it's a Yom Simcha. It has nothing to do with Reb Shimon. It has to do with Reb Akiva, 24,000 Talmidim that perished, and Rabbi Yisrael Nishim Bedurim, it survived. But I want to share with you a totally different approach to Lag BaOmer. And the Chasam Sofer actually alludes to this. This is an amazing tshuva, written very bekitzah, with big chidushim. So he quotes Rabbi Yankov Emden. Let me just find it. He quotes Rabbi Yankov Emden. What is unique about Lag BaOmer? Ubesidur Hayavitz. Seven lines from the top. Tami Gufei Lo Yodana. I don't know what's the simcha. Ubesidur Hayavitz. Kosav Alpinistar. The Bianca Vemden in his Siddur writes, Lag BaOmer is an awful day of Midas Adin. It's the harshest Midas Adin. And if it's so bad, it's gotta be good. Sanhedrin Daf Yud Zayin, the Gemara says, when a Beis Din shall chov gimel as dan din in a foshois, and all the 23 dayonim agree that this person should be put to death, either skeel or slave or herig or chelik, and not even one dayan could see a reason for leniency, poitre moisoi, we send him home, and he's not punished. It's not the right format right now to go into a halachic discussion. How do we understand this halacha? But the Bank of Emden talks b'derech Kabbalah. Just like when the verdict is so harsh, not even one dayan could see a reason for leniency. Everybody says, this person is a Rosha and he should be put to death. Then we say, no, it can't be that bad. And when things get so bad, they need to be good. So Rabbi Yankov Emden says, Lag BaOmer is such a harsh day of Midas Adin, it's got to be good. And that's why we dance and sing. Is anybody familiar with the Sefer Tzroyer HaMoyer? Today I'm giving you some hard questions. Tzroyer HaMoyer goes back almost 400 years at Rabbi Avraham Saba. I think he was one of the Gedolim in Italy, primary Emekubel. In Pasha Semor, he writes the same thought, and he speaks about a Torah Tehillim. Besoy Galov Atot Yishabreim. Galov is Gimel Amid, it's a remez of Lag BaOmer. So when there's a turbulent sea, and there are awful swells, and waves, and in Lashon Kodesh, Agal Nishbar, the wave breaks. I don't know whether that expression is used in English as well. So he says, "V'soy galav atot eshabreim." So when the galim, when the waves and the swells are so bad, Kodesh Baruch Hu breaks them. And "V'soy galav gal" is a remez of Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer, things get so bad that a Kodesh Baruch Hu must intervene, and Midas Adin breaks, and Rachman takes over. So in Shara Kavaras Drush Yud Beis, I want to share with you some interesting thoughts. The Ari HaKodesh says, Elukim is the Shem of Midas Adin. Everybody's familiar with that. Yud Kevavka is Rachamim, Elukim is Din. When Din is transformed into Rachamim, Elukim is transformed into Hashem Achdatam. The three inner letters, Lamed HaYud, move back. The Lamed becomes a Chof, the He becomes a Dalet, the Yud becomes a Tes. Elohim is transformed into Achdatam. So the Rishis says the three middle letters that transformed into Rachamim are Begamatria Lamed Gimel. Chaf, Dalet, 24 plus 9, 33. Achdatam is Begamatria, 74. And that is Eid Hagal Hazeh. Eid is 74, Achdatam, Gal is 33, the inner three letters that transform Dim into Rachamim. And I add on to the Ari, Zeh is 12, and that is the numerical difference between Elohim and Achdatam. So Eid Hagal Hazeh is a remez to the transformation of Midas Adin into Midas Rachamim. The Yankov Koraloi, Gal Eid. Gal Eid is Achdatam, is the Eid, and the Gal is Lag Ba'Oimar. That is when Elohim becomes Achdatam. These three letters, and this is also my addition, Chof Dalates, Adaroshatevis of Ki Toivim Doidecho, Ishukenim and Ashikas Piyu, Ki Toivim Doidecho Miyayin, Shira Shirim is the ultimate Sefer of Ahava, and Rachamim, and Chemlo. Chassidim say a whole bunch of things after Svidas Uvoimer. You say it in yeshiva? Don't know what is a Chassidish yeshiva and it v'shiva. The Rosh Yeshiva is a descendant of the greatest Chassidish Rabbeim. So, we say, Lamanaseach Benaginois. Why do we choose this Perek and Tehillim out of all the 150 Prokim? It has exactly 49 words, coinciding with 49 days of Sfira. Could that be the reason we choose this Perek and Tehillim? Of course not. There must be some Pnimius. 49 words in this Perek. If you count, number 33 is Elohim. Yedicho Amem Elohim. Elohim is Lag Ba'Omer. That is Midas Adin. And Midas Adin is so harsh, so bad, Kodesh Baruch Hu turns into Rachamim. And that is when Elohim turns into Achdatam. So the Chiddush in Rabbi Yankov Emden and the Ari is that Lag Ba'Omer is a wonderful day, not because wonderful things happened in this day. It's the other way around. Because this is such a special day, that is why so many remarkable events happened in this day. So that's the day Reb Shimon Olav Sara Shemaima. That is the day Posko Amegefo. That is the day in which Reb Shimon started teaching Torah to Rabbi Seinu Shevedoroim. So it's not a day to rejoice because wonderful events happened in that day. The reason these events happened in that day is because all the Emea Sfira, this is the day in which Din is transformed to Rachamim. Ramban ala Torah, Parshas Vezoisa Brocha, and the Posuk, Mi Eminoi Eish Das Lamoi, then Ramban writes, there's a contradiction in this Posuk. Yamin and Smol, what's your guess? Which is Din and which is Rachamim? Yamin and Smol. Smol Doicha, Yamin Mekarevis. Smol is Din, Yamin is Rachamim. Eish Vemayim, this is a tougher guess. Which is Din, which is Rachamim? Fire and water. Mayim is Rachamim. Good guess. So the Ramban says, so how does Yamin go together with Eish? Why would it be Miyaminoi, Eish das Lomoi? The Ramban writes, Yesh bezeh soid godol, shemidas adin klula barachamim. In Pnimius, Din is always Rachamim. And that is why I feel, how is Elohim transformed to Rachamim? Not the Aleph, not the Mem, the Pnimius, the three letters that are Oisius of Pnimius. They're the ones that transformed Din into Rachamim. In Sidur Hagra, Kiddushe de Sidra, anybody know what is Kiddushah de Sidra? Hmm? You happy to answer all my questions? I assume it's just because you're closest to me. Probably all the others know as well. In Kedusha de Sidra, on the posuk Bigvuri Siesha Yeminoi, the Gaon says, Yemin is Rachamim. Givuris is Din. The greatest Rachamim are when Din inspires Rachamim. The greatest Midas Rachamim are the Rachamim Shiyoitzim and Trechadinim. And that is why we say Mechal Kel Chayim Bechesed and Bechaz Agvurois. Because Begvurois Yesha Yeminoi. So that happens on Lag BaOmer. The greatest Rachamim are when Elohim is transformed and Midas Adin is Meshpia Rachamim. And that happens every year on Lag BaOmer. So hundreds of thousands of Yidden go every year to Meron. This year, it'll be impossible. Ma'orei Naim. I think the Rashiv is an article of the Ma'orei Naim. Ma'orei Naim, at the end of the Sefer, there's a kuntres, I think it's called Yismach Leiv, Amesechtes. Shabbos Lamed Gimel writes, if you can't be at the Kever, learn Reb Shimon's Torah. And when you learn his Torah, it is as if you're at the Kever and you're Tfilis on the Skabel. I would suggest, and I don't give aitzes to the Rosh Hashiva in public, but I think Lag BaOmer, you should learn in Yeshiva, Brich Shemei, and Kigavno. These are two short program in the Zoya that we constantly say. Three times a week we say Brich Shemei. Once a week we say Kigavno. It's an Indian godel to learn Zoya Lag BaOmer. And I think it would enhance your tefillahs. When you say Kigavno, when you say Brich Shemei, you know what you're talking about. And Lag BaOmer, the Zgula Gedoyla, to learn Reb Shimon's Torah. The Sefer Hasidim writes that whenever we quote Divrei Torah from one of the great Gedoylim, that God davens for us up there in Gan Eden. Maybe that's why I like to quote a lot of sources in my shiurim. Because I need a lot of tefillahs and a lot of brachas, and I hope all those gedolim will do something for me. We should be able for many years to keep on Lag BaOmer. So this year, if we're not going to Lag BaOmer, we're going to learn Reb Shimon's Torah, and let us hope that Midas Adin will be Nefach l'rachamim, because this is definitely a period of Midas Adin. Terrible Midas Adin. So the past Friday, I had an amazing experience together with the Rosh Hashiva. We went to visit the young soldier. I'm not mentioning his name because, you know, this is very private. We went to visit the young soldier that we both know. Soldier that lost both legs and an arm in this terrible war. We visited this young soldier. He asked me some questions. One would imagine, what would he ask you? Why do I deserve this? Tzadik v'raloi. No. He asked me one question about Tanochas Tefillin. He had just asked part of his right arm. Is that now Yad Keho? So which arm does he put on Tefillin? And then he wants to know, he has very limited use of what was left of his right arm. Does he need to do Netilas Yadayim? And I lift my eyes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I say, Rabbi Nishalala, Mikam Chisroel. Mikam Chisroel. This young soldier, Chas V'Shalom, would become an apikoiris. No one could judge him. Al tornas chaveichu ad shetagiram koimoy. No. What troubles him is hanochas tefillin, netilas yadayim, netilas lulav, mikam chisroel. So we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Who knows? Maybe it's enough. Enough tzar, enough pain, enough suffering, and maybe time has come. We should see Nisim and Yeshuas. So maybe this wonderful day of Lag BaOmer, which has a special zgila that Midas Adin is nefach l'rachamim, shekodesh Baruch Hu yerachem oleinu.
Kol halashon.
And the schus of the Tana Hu Eloiki, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said, Yochanan lifted us kol away min adin. Kodesh Baruch Hu take away Midas Adin. So Reb Shimon, let's see. Prove it. You said Yochanani lifted us kol away min adin. So Kodesh Baruch Hu lifted us kol am Yisrael min adin. And Midas Adin should be nefach l'rachamim, and we should only hear besoilis toivois Yeshuas benachomis, v'kodesh boch yishlach lanu Mashiach tzidkenu b'meirov yomeinu amen.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.